Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% plus free installation on qualifying purchases. Up to 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People on the free Odyssey app. People listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. My folks on SiriusXM Channel 158. Smart speaker, CBSSportsRadio.com. Maybe somebody is, I don't know. Somehow, some way, somebody's powering a transistor radio with a microwave. I don't know. However you're listening to the show, thanks. I'm going to be hanging out with you for two more hours. We've done a lot in the first 2 hours of the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Me, yeah, I'm in Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he is in New York City. And we've discussed a lot so far. Talked about the fact that Kobe Bryant would have been 45 years old Wednesday, August 23rd. Showed love to what he left to the game of basketball, mostly his attitude, his will to win, his desire, his focus. No quitting, not being a lazy ass bum. Something that a lot of athletes and a lot of humans can actually learn something from. We did talk about Shohei Ohtani. He hit his 44th home run on Wednesday afternoon. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees hit three home runs today, including a grand slam, so he had himself an amazing day. We discussed Trey Lance, Sam Darnold, the one who saw ghosts playing for the New York Jets. Sam Darnold is quarterback two on the San Francisco 49ers behind Brock Purdy. And Trey Lance, yeah, he's quarterback three, but he might as well be good as gone. Because the minute some starting quarterback goes down, Trey Lance is going to be traded. It's just a matter of when. Brian Cashman says, yes, the New York Yankees season has been a disaster. We just heard from Tua Tagovailoa on the other side of the break. Tua defending himself against former NFL player, current commentator, Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark basically said that Tua, yeah, he gained all that weight, but it's not following a nutritionist plan. It's just by eating food, saying that he wasn't working out the way that he should have. And Tua's just like, man, just keep my name out your mouth. He didn't go Will Smith on him, but he basically said, man, you don't know me. He went the T.I. route. You don't know me. You might see me in the street, but you don't know me. Anyway, let's see if Tua can last the whole damn season. I'll wait. I hope he can, but nobody really knows. And so we continue on with the show. And because it is, I don't know, because it's Wednesday night, moving into Thursday morning, depending on where the hell you live, could already be Thursday, depending on where you at, it's time for a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And tonight's top six list is inspired by an individual who is, he's upset. He's not happy. He's so unhappy, he filed a defamation suit against those who he feels has wronged him, or the organization he feels has wronged him. It's Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush doesn't just want an apology. Reggie Bush wants money. Reggie Bush wants his trophy back. He wants his Heisman. He wants his records restored. He wants to exist in the scope of college football, of which he was a legend. And so Reggie Bush has inspired tonight's list. And tonight's list is about the top six athletes who deserve an apology. Now, apology for what? We're going to talk about it. Because every athlete, every person that I'm going to mention here, it's for a different reason. So thank you, Reggie Bush, for inspiring tonight's top six list. And so I also don't want to waste any time. I want to get right into it and tell you who deserves an apology. Where's the music at?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight's top six list, it's about athletes, the top six athletes who deserve an apology. Different reasons for each one. And this is fun. Don't take this too serious. There's going to be somebody out there whining and complaining about the list. It's my list. I'll do what the hell I want. We count backwards. It's a countdown, not a count up. So we start at
number six.
What's up, Canada? We got to go to Toronto. You want to know who from Canada deserves an apology? From Toronto? It's Vince Carter. Yeah. The guy who won Rookie of the Year for the Raptors in a truncated, locked-out season. The guy who was an 8-time All-Star. The man who actually made the Toronto Raptors relevant. The man who had the Air Canada Center at the name, at the time the name, had that place jumping. The guy who played in four different decades spanning 22 years. One of the nicest individuals you will ever meet in the NBA. Vince Carter deserves an apology. And I'm sorry, giving him a nice ovation, coming back with the Kings or the Hawks or who have you, is not enough. Vince Carter, when management was ultimately changed and there were rumors, oh, Vince Carter, he wasn't a fan and he wasn't happy in Toronto and he wanted out and they traded him. Years later, Vince Carter, he said out of his own mouth, he said, that wasn't true. That wasn't the case. And so who ultimately is telling the truth? I know this happens to be a fact. Vince Carter spoke to Kyle Lowry and Kyle Lowry sat down. And he said when Kyle Lowry still played on the Toronto Raptors and they won a championship in 2019, Kyle Lowry said on Vince Carter's show that they were trying to get Vince back to Toronto. Listen to this.
I was like one of the biggest advocates to try to get him back in Toronto and Vince was all in. So any people that think Vince wasn't all in coming back to Toronto is bogus. We was working on trying to get that done. Now, just so everyone knows, we were trying to get that done. And we'll keep, you know, like I said, business is business. It didn't work out.
Look, Vince Carter, one of the nicest human beings. I have no reason to think that Vince Carter would lie about not originally wanting out of Toronto. And he got booed. He got booed bad. Every time he came back, especially that first time with the Nets, who played in New Jersey at the time. Yeah, the ovations, end of his career, nice, but give Vince Carter a break. Toronto needs to send this man all of his flowers. I got Vince Carter number six, athletes that deserve an apology. What's the next number?
Number five.
Hey, it's the guy who inspired this list. It's Reggie Bush, the college football ghost, the man who did not exist. 3,100 yards on the ground, didn't exist. 1,300 yards in the air, didn't exist. 40-plus touchdowns, didn't happen. Winning a national championship, didn't happen. Winning that big-ass, heavy-ass trophy, the Heisman, it did not happen. The NCAA said that he was involved in a pay-for-play scheme. He was banned. Now that players can make money off a name, image, and likeness, Reggie Bush is like, hey, can we look back at what I should have? And they said, no, you can't have it because you involved or you were involved, your family was, in a pay-for-play scheme. And Reggie Bush said, enough, I'm suing you. And Reggie Bush said, man, y'all don't even have your facts straight to even wipe me off the face of the college football earth. This is what Reggie Bush told the I Am Athlete podcast.
As far as my case, it was a sloppy investigation. And it could have been fixed very easily if they simply just did their homework. But these guys were family friends of ours. Two guys. One guy's name is Michael Michaels. Another guy's name is Lloyd Lake. Both these guys are convicted felons. And the NCAA did not care to check their police record, did not care to put any value to the fact that maybe these dudes are trying to blackmail us. One of the dudes, Lloyd Lake, got a police record as long as the Cheesecake Factory menu.
Wow, okay. Well, Reggie Bush, the NCAA is not going to apologize to him, but the NCAA might have to write him a hefty check, and they may also help lead the space for the Heisman Award to be given back to Reggie. We'll see. I think it ultimately will happen. Reggie Bush, he inspired this list. He's number five. Top six athletes who deserve an apology. Let's keep the countdown going.
Number four.
Don't you hate when old men fight? And these two dudes ain't all that old, but they are ridiculously competitive. You want to know who deserves an apology here at number four? The round mound of rebound. It's Charles Barkley. And who owes Charles Barkley an apology? Michael Jordan, man. Why are you so competitive and so angry that you gotta just cut Charles Barkley off because Charles Barkley said you stunk as owner of the Hornets? Come on. What are friends for? Y'all supposed to cut it up. Charles Barkley is supposed to be the one telling you that, hey, man, you suck. Get it together. Man, if only Michael Jordan had this much beef with his own kid for... never mind. I'll leave Scottie Pippen and Larsa and all of that out of that. And Charles Barkley, though, he has his own pride. He deserves an apology from Michael. I hope they do it before they continue to get older. This was Charles a couple of weeks ago on 60 Minutes talking about him and Michael.
Michael disagreed with something I said, and he broke off the friendship.
Born 3 days apart, Barkley and Jordan were once the best of friends. But as Jordan struggled as owner of the Charlotte Hornets, Barkley minced no words.
And what I said, I think that he don't have enough people around him going to tell him no. And he got really offended. And we haven't spoken. I have zero credibility if I criticize other people in the same boat and not criticize my best friend.
Even if you have nothing to apologize for, you think of just picking up the phone and trying to repair this thing with Michael?
I got an ego too, John. You can't be great at something. Like, that doesn't get you right to be a jerk.
You think you'll resolve this eventually?
He got my number.
Come on, y'all. Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan is not. Y'all are better than this. Beefing forever? Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan is 60 years old. Come on. An apology for Michael would be nice, but God, we know it's not going to happen. Top six athletes who deserve an apology. Charles Barkley at number four. What's next?
Number three.
This man deserves an apology from an organization. This man just quit abruptly. He said, I'm not doing this anymore. We're not winning anything. I am out. One of the most electrifying players ever. His name is Barry Sanders. The Lions, the Ford family, they need to apologize to this man. The Ford family needs to apologize to the NFL. You know, damn it, they need to apologize to Megatron while they're at it. And I know they're mending up those fences. But Barry Sanders, come on, the man was done at 30 years old. And this is before the NFL really looked at running backs as relics. Heisman Award winner. Barry Sanders moved like a video game. One of the shiftiest players you will ever see in your entire life. Multiple time All-Pro. Every year going to the Pro Bowl. Last two seasons, rushed for 2,000 yards, 1,400 yards. And then said, I ain't doing this no more, man. I don't have it in me. Like, can I get past the wild card round? He went to one NFC championship, and that was, like, early in his career. After that, it's like, man, why am I doing this? The Lions, man, they beat the life and love out of Barry Sanders. He deserves an apology. Barry Sanders, he spoke to Dan Patrick, and he talked about, yeah, I walked away. I didn't have my same love for the game. Stupid Lions.
It is a difficult thing to leave because I'm that kid that always dreamed about playing football and was just simply giddy to be able to have the high school, college, and pro career that I had. And I knew that when that, I guess, flame blew out, it just wasn't there anymore to continue going out and being the type of player that I was, that it was time to go.
Football is a difficult game. It's taxing, obviously, physically. It's taxing mentally. It's taxing to your family. Man, if you are at the top of the game, it has its rewards, but damn, it can run you dry. Playing for the Lions is like double time. Like Barry Sanders, his body and his brain and I guess his mental was taxed to the extreme. The Lions owe that man an apology. Barry Sanders was gone at 30 years old. Damn. Barry Sanders, number three here on this list. What comes after three on a countdown?
Number two.
I don't even know where to start. This next individual, top six list, athletes who deserve an apology. I can run through the entire 53-man roster. I can look at an entire city. I'm looking at someone who won a Super Bowl and missed a chance at another one. I'm talking about Pete Carroll. He owes everybody an apology. How about just starting off with Marshawn Lynch? Do I gotta take you back? And my apologies to all the Seahawks fans out there. Do I got to go back to Super Bowl 49? Do you remember what happened at the goal line? As Tom Brady, yeah, we know that Tom Brady guy had a lead. That Tom Brady guy had a lead. And the Seahawks had the ball at the goal line with an opportunity to take their own damn lead. To say, hey, Marshawn Lynch, who had 102 yards rushing and is the biggest, baddest running back in the NFL at the goal line, they had an opportunity to just hand him the ball and take the lead and say, man, we got this. Let's pray for the best with no time left. And they didn't do it. Pete Carroll overthought the situation. And instead of looking for the points, he thought about the timeout. And this, he thought too damn hard. And he had Russell Wilson throw the football. It was supposed to go to Ricardo Lockett. And some rookie that most of us never heard of at the time, Malcolm Butler, jumped him and intercepted the pass. And Richard Sherman, I think we all seen his face, he cringed. And Marshawn Lynch, to his credit, he never really threw Pete Carroll under the bus. He didn't need to because everybody else did. But all these years later, when Richard Sherman's podcast, Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman, they shot the you-know-what. And Marshawn Lynch is just like, man, all these years later, it still hurts. And it's all anyone ever asks me.
You know, it's hella long ago. You feel me? Maybe no. It's almost as painful as if
it was yesterday. Right.
Like, no matter what. And then the thing about it is, no matter where I go, bro, if it's a football fan and they recognize Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch, the Seahawks, any of that hey, I just got one question. Why didn't he give you that ball?
Pete Carroll overthought it, thinking about timeouts and Belichick and giving Brady the ball back. And it's, just give the man the ball and let him score and put your defense on the field, man. Just stop. Pete Carroll, they should have been back-to-back Super Bowl champs. They just destroyed the Broncos the year before. Pete Carroll screwed that up. He needs to apologize to everybody. Forget the players. He needs to apologize to the city. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm giving you a top six list of athletes who deserve an apology. I just gave you Pete Carroll at number two. No, he doesn't need an apology. He needs to apologize to everybody associated with Seattle. And so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you number one. Because this athlete, he deserves an apology. And time is not on his side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The number one athlete who deserves an apology. You'll hear it on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight's top six list is what I do every Wednesday night. I'm taking a look at athletes, the top six athletes who deserve an apology. Let me give you a quick recap, because I'm down to number one. But before I get there, at number six, I gave you Vince Carter. I mean, sure, at the end of his career, when he was an old man going around the NBA, Vince Carter would get cheered when he went back to Toronto. In the early days, he got booed. Fans say that he quit on the team. He didn't want to be there. He was traded to the New Jersey Nets. He came back and he got booed. Every time he came back, he got booed. Vince Carter says years later, he said, I did not want to leave. It wasn't my fault. And so, yeah, you know, a couple of ovations at the back end are nice, but, man, I don't think it measures up to the hate. Vince Carter deserves an apology. And number five, athletes who deserve an apology, Reggie Bush. I hope his apology comes in the form of money from the NCAA, and I hope it ultimately leads to Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. And number four on the list, athletes who deserve an apology, you know, every friends beef, right? You argue with your friend. You say something you didn't mean. You say something to hurt somebody's feelings. They're friends. You say sorry. You keep it moving. My bad. I'm sorry. You talk it out. except for Charles Barkley, he can't talk anything out with Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan won't speak to him. Charles Barkley deserves an apology. These two dudes were thick as thieves. I don't care if they're going over to Barcelona. I don't care if they're in the dream team. If they're playing golf terribly together, they're supposed to be friends. Michael Jordan needs to say sorry and apologize to Charles Barkley. It's never going to happen, but I think it should. And number three on the list, Barry Sanders deserves an apology from the Detroit Lions. The Lions basically lost so damn much that they sucked the joy out of Barry Sanders playing football, and he decided to just leave. And number two, Pete Carroll. Who does he need to apologize to? Every member of the Seahawks in 2014, because he didn't want to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. Still, one of the worst football decisions I've ever seen in my life. For Pete Carroll, for winning a Super Bowl the year before, he thought too much about that one. And so if I have Pete Carroll here at number two on the list, I think that leaves us with one more number.
Number one.
The athlete who deserves an apology the most. And he run out of time. Is Pete Rose. Yeah, sorry. Okay, fine. Yeah, Pete Rose gambling, this and that. We all know the deal, right? 89, charged with gambling on games he managed and played in. Took him forever after saying he didn't. Took him forever up until 2004 to admit that he did it. In June 2015, MLB said he bet while he was a player manager. Pete Rose has sent letter after letter to Rob Manfred. Can you reinstate me? And Pete Rose signing autographs and taking photos in Vegas. Pete Rose being paraded all over the United States of America, independent of Major League Baseball, because he is a pariah. He has violated the integrity of the game. A game right now that I can open up my phone with and gamble on. But of course, I'm not playing, so who cares? I understand Pete Rose and his punishment. I understand his banishment. He is 82 years old. Baseball doesn't have to let him back in. They don't have to acknowledge him. But I think ultimately they will. And the reason why they are not reinstating Pete Rose into the game, allowing him to go into Cooperstown, allowing him to have more of a tight relationship in public and private with the league, is because they still want to utilize Pete Rose while he is living as an example. That's it. Hey, if you're playing right now, if you're a manager, don't bet on baseball. That's the only reason why Pete isn't being reinstated. But he will. I believe it will happen when he's gone. And so Pete Rose, years ago, he spoke to Sports Team 8 on TV about having any type of relationship with Major League Baseball. Listen to Pete Rose.
Do you think you've served your debt to baseball society? And do you think you'll ever see in your lifetime a reinstatement of baseball?
No, not in my lifetime. Maybe my kids' lifetime. But you're right. I mean, but I'm not going to sit here on your show and whine because I'm the one that screwed up. I'm the one that made a mistake. And I've been suspended 27 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a long time. But I think the lords of baseball understand that I understand I screwed up. Mm-hmm. They're just scared to push the button. They're scared to push the button like... All I do in my life today is sell baseball. Mm-hmm. I work 4.5 hours a day, 20 days a month in Las Vegas at the malls, signing autographs for people, talking positive about the game of baseball. I never badmouth the game of baseball. And you know, the last 10 years or so, you could badmouth the game of baseball if you wanted to,
yeah,
because of the steroids and all that stuff going on.
What would you do differently?
Not bet on baseball. No, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I wouldn't change anything I did.
Oh, it's longer than that now. This is 1989. Okay? It's moving on to what, almost 35 years? He's 82. They're gonna treat Pete Rose good. Talk about him nice when he's dead. That's unfortunate. I get the punishment. I understand it. But can a guy live to see something nice while he's here? I'm sick of looking at him signing autographs in the mall looking miserable. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a top six list of athletes who deserve an apology. Do yourself a favor. Don't take this so damn serious, okay? Take your head out of your behind if you really want to find an issue. And number six, I gave you Vince Carter. Toronto, say sorry to the man. And number five, I gave you Reggie Bush. NCAA, give Reggie Bush his money and allow him to get his trophy back. And number four, hey, Michael Jordan, call Charles Barkley and say sorry. And number three, the whole damn Ford family needs to apologize to Barry Sanders. And number two, Pete Carroll, say sorry to everybody on your roster in 2014. And then number one, baseball, can you do it? Can you try? Can you say sorry? You don't even have to say anything. Just let Pete Rose be your friend in public. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some athletes who deserve an apology? Everybody likes to hear I'm sorry every now and then. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love your show. You're not the typical screaming head commentator. You're calm, cool, collected, and entertaining at the same time. It's a hard skill to match. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, I just gave you a new top six list. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, that's what the hell I do. Yeah, tonight. Pretty much inspired by Reggie Bush. It's athletes who deserve an apology. If you missed a full explanation, utilize technology. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can hear the audio from some of these athletes. And number six, I gave you Vince Carter, Toronto, say sorry. And number five, I gave you Reggie Bush, the NCAA, write this man a check. And number four, I gave you Charles Barkley. Michael Jordan, pick up the phone, man. Pick up the phone and say sorry. Be his friend. And number three, I gave you Barry Sanders. The Ford family needs to apologize for sucking the fun out of football for one of the most electrifying players the NFL has ever seen. And number two, Pete Carroll. Say sorry to Marshawn. Say sorry to the whole damn team because you wanted to throw the football. And at number one, it's not going to happen. He's going to have to die before it does. He may not need a full apology, but can baseball just be friends with Pete Rose? Can you reinstate him? Does he have to be on his deathbed before you do it? I get it, gambling and this and that. They're only doing it to set an example. I don't think baseball players are going to change their mind about potentially gambling if they let Pete Rose in. And I don't say into Cooperstown, but just reinstate him. Don't ban him. He's hanging out in strip malls in Vegas. There's gum on the floor. It's not a good look for the Hit King. It's not. Don't take this list too serious. I'm just having fun. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get your thoughts. Who are some athletes that deserve a sorry? Doug is calling from Lubbock out in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Doug?
How you doing, JR?
I'm good.
All right. Hey, man, I agree with most of your list. Everything, like Barry, he needs an apology, just like Megatron. The one thing I don't agree with is Marshawn. Why does he need an apology? I heard your argument about it, but the New England defensive line that year, you know, they was waiting on Marshawn, so how do you know it, they wouldn't have stuffed him on the line?
I don't know anything, Doug. Okay, I don't have a crystal ball. What I do know is the results of what happened. I know that a lot of people in the locker room weren't happy with the pass. I know a lot of players vocalized they weren't happy with the pass. And I know typically for a dude who is built like a horse and a truck, I don't care what he did in that game, which he had 102 yards.
Yeah.
I don't care what he did in prior games. I also know this. This is also a fact. The game before that one, Russell Wilson threw 4 interceptions, okay?
Yeah,
I can't predict the future, but if I got a rhinoceros as, my running back, I would just hand him the ball. That's just me, but what do I know?
That's true. Another controversial thing I would say.
Oh, hold on, Doug. I got a million people trying to call, Doug. Okay, thank you for calling from Lubbock. He's like, hey, I don't like this, and I got a question, and I got another one. I'm like, Doug, hey, phone lines are bumping right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who the hell deserves an apology? Bryce is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, love you. Love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
You know, your list is very admirable. Can't agree more on the top three, Sanders all the way down to Pete Rose. But, honorable mention. Just want to throw in, I believe Aaron Rodgers owes the Chicago Bears an apology.
The Chicago Bears aren't an athlete. They're a team. Why does he need to apologize to them for whooping their ass?
You could say that. He would shout at him saying he owns him. But yes, at the same sense, you know, if you're that good, right, and you're in that division that is just handing you playoff season after playoff season because the division was a little weak, you know, for the past few years, let's say decade or so, you know, I call it that he was weak. He didn't perform, and he basically was being a bully, beating up on, you know, teams that just weren't having a good year. So, you know, his whole shenanigans, calling everybody out, and then he runs away, goes to the Jets, and he's too scared now to play in the divisions because all of a sudden, you know, Lions are popping up, the Bears, we're going to the dance this year.
All right,
you know,
Bryce.
Let's
be honest and true here, okay? The other teams in the division stunk, and he is and was a Hall of Fame talent, head and shoulders above all of them, including your Bears, of which he had a 24-5 record. How about they stunk? And he was so much better. Can we just admit the truth here?
It's one of those things where if you stink, but yet everyone else below you stinks more, how good do you stink? And what, you know, everyone says Hall of Fame quarterback.
Bryce,
what has he done?
Bryce, to save myself some brain cells, I'm just going to say I'll talk to you later, okay?
Oh, man. I'm sorry. We'll just see.
It's okay. I mean, we're talking about levels of stink here. No thanks. Come on, bro. I feel like I'm back in the third grade. If Bobby stinks and two other people have to move across the room, and three people have to leave the classroom because Bobby stinks, but then two other people come back in the room, but they can't smell Bobby because their nose is stuffed, how many people are in the room? I'm not doing that.
JR, if I can paint a house in 3 hours and you can paint a house in 5 hours, how long will it take us if we have to paint that house together?
I don't know. I ain't painting nothing. I don't want to smell the fumes. No thanks. I'd rather smell Bobby. Come on now. Levels of stink. Aaron Rodgers whooping that ass. Well, how bad, how good was he if the other teams were bad? Oh, come on, man. This guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Can we just relax? You sucked and he's great. Of course he beat y'all down. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Herb is here from Houston.
Yes, sir. JR, how are you today?
I'm good.
Yes, sir. I have five guys that
are. Whoa. We don't have time for five. We got time for one.
Oh, it's real easy. It's the Fab Five.
Oh, well,
the Fab Five deserve an apology from the NCAA from being pimped out throughout their career. Yes, sir. Even though, ironically, Chris Webber should apologize to his teammates for calling that timeout.
Uh-oh. He forgot.
This guy.
Well, that was creative, Herb. I appreciate you, man. That was a good one.
Well, thank you. I do what I can.
That was a good one. Shout-outs to Herb for calling from Houston. That was a good one. He got right to the point. He made his point, had a little joke there, and it was awesome. 855-212-4CBS. Athletes who deserve an apology. Kevin is here from Louisville. You got to go quick, Kevin.
Oh, Gail, you're not peanut butter jelly. You're all peaches and herb, man.
Oh, God. Go ahead. I said quickly.
Peaches and herb. It's got to be Brittany Griner. They're not going to say it, but they should. And Muhammad Ali.
Wait. Who owes Brittany Griner an apology?
The damn Russians. Because you know what, it's legal over here, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they used her as a pawn. They had every intent to do what they did with her.
The United States should apologize to Muhammad Ali. I'm gonna leave it at that. Okay. You can figure it out because I know you're a smart guy.
If only Muhammad was still here. But thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you, man.
All right. I love you guys. Bye.
I love you, too. Thank you, Kevin, for calling from Louisville. Yeah, I haven't known Russia to apologize to anybody. I've known Russia to do the opposite. They've put people out of their, I can't even say, their misery. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about athletes who deserve an apology. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side. Hit me up.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BETUS.com and join today. That's BETUS, where the game begins.